This is the Alpaca Podcast for all things alpaca. If you're an owner, a soon-to-be owner, a want-to-be owner, or are just alpaca mad or love the fleece, welcome to the Alpaca Tribe. I'm Steve Hetherington. Hi, Steve here, and welcome to the podcast for alpaca people. Great to see you again. So today is a greenlier kind of day. Have you noticed that when it's kind of, is it the sun? Is it the light catching the leaves and the grass and but the grass and the other bits and pieces, they look greener. It's more greenly. It's a greenlier kind of day. I think I've just made up a new word. It's welcome anyway. So we're in April. We have April showers. So I'm taking a little rest under the canopy here, down by the stable, just to not get rained on too much. I've already told you my journey from here to the house is too long. If it's raining, I will be wet by the time I get to the top. So I'm going to stay here for a bit. So I thought I would talk to you about greenly grass, greenly trees. All these things are coming and growing. It's difficult to know what the season's going to be here. It's very wet, and it has been very wet. And we keep breaking records. I'm sure you're the same. Hotter, colder, wetter, windier. Whatever's going on seems to be more extreme. And here we are with the green arriving. And there's a definite green shade, which is to do with, I think, more sun and enough rain. I think we've got enough rain, thank you. We need a bit more sun. We got some pockets of sun coming through the week, as far as we can tell. As much as the weather forecast is something you can plan by. Generally it is. But there are some bits and pieces come, and it does shift, but it's an amazing thing to be able to have the weather app on your phone. In my case, so that I can check and keep track of everything. So we just had breakfast. The girls are just starting to settle down, mostly. All the food seems to have gone. Bit of hay out. Haney doing a bit of talking to me. I'm not sure what's going on here with you, sweet one. I was just having a conversation with Meg. Megan is the firstborn. She was born here summer, almost 16 years ago. So it'll be 16 later in the summer. And I was just talking to her, just saying, do you remember? Do you remember that day when you were born? I'm not sure she does. I can see the tree just up here from so that's where, just under there where her mum gave birth to her. And she was my first Creo delivery. What joy and excitement and tension and panic. It was a whole mix of emotions. Do you know what I mean? It was so much going on, and am I doing it right and all that kind of stuff. And you kind of switch into, okay, I know what I know, and I'll make the rest up, and I'll keep going, trying to do the right thing here. So it's what we do. And confidence since then has grown because experience has grown, because there's been a lot more babies born, a lot more Creo arrived and landed here on the farm. And that's such a thrill. It's such a privilege, actually. Amazing privilege to be around and be part of things like that. But yeah, so that first one we were watching for a long time. And it was probably 2 weeks before we were noticing all the signs. We knew what we were supposed to be looking for. The frequent visits to the poo pile, the sitting down a lot, separating slightly from the others. all of that. And everything, and all tail lifting, that's another thing. Watch out for the lots of tail lifting. They're all kind of things that the alpacas will do, the mums-to-be will exhibit these signs, but it's not until it's on the way that they actually all come together. So just because you see a tail lift doesn't mean they're about to give birth. Just because they're sitting down a lot doesn't mean they're about to give birth. Just because they're visiting the poo pile regularly, it doesn't mean they're about to give birth. Do you know there's some subtle things that you pick up over time and you go, yeah, this one, I think, well, keep an eye on her because it could be later today. I think she's showing signs of being in labour. Now, of course, they can do this thing of turning it off somehow. How do they do that? I don't know. But they can kind of go, nah, you know, the weather's not quite right today. We'll wait till tomorrow. And I just think that's amazing. But it often happens. And that's typical, I think, of alpacas, maybe llamas too, maybe it's a camelid thing. But I don't think that sheep do that, do they? Not that I'm aware of. If you know different, please let me know. But yeah, so they can have a bit of choice about what they're actually doing and when with the giving birth. But eventually the baby will be coming. And it's just the right time. It all comes together. Some are early morning births. Some are later in the day. Later in the day always worry me. Anything certainly after lunchtime is a real problem. Because there's usually some kind of problem. What's been going on with that? I don't know. I'm being pestered by a couple of the youngsters. There you go. Help yourself to that. So the planning is one thing, and then the delivery, literal delivery, is another. So what do you call it? What do you call this thing when they give birth? If it was a sheep, they give birth to a lamb, so it's lambing. If it's a cow and it's giving birth to a calf, it's calving. If it's an alpaca and it's giving birth to a crea, then it's creering. That doesn't quite work, does it? So I've heard people refer to it as unpacking, which I think is cute and quite appropriate. Unpacking. Yeah. Birthing is usually what I talk about. But yeah, it's one of those things anyway, that it happens. And the signs are there. You do the crea watch duties. Best done from a distance with a pair of binoculars. Don't get involved unless you really have to, because it puts them off. It really does. And some of them more than others. There were some that would go to the top of the hill. There's a slope across, a field across the way from the house. And they go up to the top and they go over under the trees and things, trying to be out of my sight. They knew I was watching. They did. Well, I was turning up every hour or so, every couple of hours, just to check and see if I could see anything. Just like to be around, just so there's not problems being caused. And yeah, some are quite happy just to be around and in the middle, and others want to be further away. So know your alpacas, know the individuals. Learn from previous times. This one, I mean, like the first one's always a different one, often. But some of the other ones, is that they always give birth in the morning, yeah. Or they always separate slightly. There's a bunch of signs. And for Amelia, amazing character that she is, she talks to her baby for a few weeks before it's born. So she's humming away to the crea, and then it's continuous, incessant. Does that sound like a heavy word? It wasn't meant to, but it's delightful, but it does go on a lot. Once they're born, she just continuously is going, and this is her talking. This is a recording of a previous time. We haven't got any crea arriving this year. And for clarity, Amelia is the one with the high voice. The deep, low voice is the crea. Amazing, isn't it? There we go. So, yeah, it's an interesting time. And just remembering back to Megan being born 16 years ago now. It's a long time. And just yesterday, I was doing my little calculations. How many steps does it take to walk from here? Have you done that one? Have you walking through the field? How many steps is it from here to there? And then comparing it. This is the counting ceiling tiles when you're stuck in a bed, and all you can do is stare at the ceiling. How many ceiling tiles have we got here? Of course, you might not have ceiling tiles in your room, but I haven't. But if you're in a hospital or if you're, you know, it's floor tiles or it's just kind of to do something. So how long does it take to walk from here to there? How many steps is it? How many steps have you got in your staircase that you go up and down? And so I was doing my counting, not of steps, but I was just working out rough calculation here, but it's something like 700 times a year that I see my alpacas. And I'm interacting with them, so twice a day, 350, 700, yeah. So that's a lot of contact, actually, isn't it? Over time, you have a lot of contact with your animals. And you need to make the most of those moments, like the birthings, those special moments when they come up and they want to have a little nose-to-nose talk with you. Megan doesn't want to do that. She wants to spit at me. She looks at me and then she threatens, but then she'll just settle a bit. If you don't push in and feed the threat, as it were, then she doesn't spit at me, but we have a little talk. It's mainly me talking. She's listening, as you can imagine. She's watching me warily. This is Megan for you. But she has a special relationship with Sue. I'm slightly envious, but it's not a problem. And Megan and I have an understanding. whether she would agree, have you asked her? I'm not sure what she would say. That would be an interesting conversation for sure. So there we go. That's Megan and the others. So the rain is subsiding now, and the gutter is dripping water onto the concrete, which you can hear in the background. And they've all mostly settled down. Some are just sitting, some are starting to chew the cud. And these two youngsters, Tabitha and Olwena, have come over. She's determined. I'm talking, so she's determined. Every time I talk, she thinks I'm talking to her, I think. So she comes over. And she's having a good sniff. She's getting a little bit too familiar. I'm just going to push her away. Thank you. Go away. And tail up. I think she's being a bit over-submissive and a bit... No, I don't need that attention. Thank you very much. But she's quite a grown girl now. Her legs have just got a little bit longer. She's still quite small, though. The youngsters are quite small. I think we had some problems with the feedings and stuff at the time, and just the way the seasons went, going back to my green grass, or lack of it. And that was interesting. So that's what happened and happens. And so the youngsters are still... They usually catch up eventually. But she's on a little bit on the small side. But I think that's partly genetics, partly what she is. Thank you. Don't need nibbling, Tabitha. Don't do that. There we go. So the hay store is closed. The food has been given. Hello. Old winner wanting a little sniff as well. Okay. See you guys later. Have a nice day. Remember, it's going to be a showery day, so under the trees when you can. Take care. See you all later. Now the chaffinches and the birds are coming in for the crumbs. I had a nuttach come down the other day. So they tend to wait, I think, for most of the activity to die down and the alpacas to move away and for me to move away. But the nuthatches come zipping in and picking up the crumbs. What a gorgeous day in the making. I think it's time for a cup of tea. What about you? What do you think? Yeah, catch you again soon. So it's the other end of the day now, and they're now having their tea. And they're enjoying it, because they're having it in the sun. And it's been a lovely day. It started off damp this morning, as you know, but it's been a good afternoon. So we've been out fencing. No, not that kind of fencing. We've been, not with swords. We've been, We've been putting in fence posts and replacing, bits of it. We've put a new runner fence wire in there as well, stock fence. So it's looking quite good, and I've got a picture which I'll put on the episode notes on the website. So alpacatribe.com, you'll see some pictures. And here we are, lots of heads all shoved in the bucket, and they're relatively happy because there's enough food to go around, but there's a little melee of heads in there. I'm gonna have to stop and take a picture. So the swallows are back, not nesting yet. They haven't shown up in the stable, but they're over the lake and they're whizzing around. The aerial acrobatics of these birds is phenomenal. So fast, and they're not chasing each other, they're just having fun. But when they do chase each other, I don't know how they stick on each other's tail like that, but they're absolutely incredible. Really, really clever stuff. So they're busy, and they've come from a long way away. I'm not sure how far these ones have particularly come, but it could be as far as Africa, coming across Europe and ending up in South Wales on the west coast. Isn't that amazing? I think that's amazing. So we shall see. I'm sure they will take up their positions and set up a new nest in the stable in due course. But meanwhile, they are beautiful to see zipping around in the bright sunlight. And there's lots of other activity. Oh, being up on the hillside where we're having to do the repairs to the fence was just amazing. Strong wind, quite cold. We warmed ourselves up by doing the fencing, but once we'd driven the posts in, we were starting to sort the netting out. It was not quite as warm. I had to get the coat back on again. So that was interesting. And the views up there are just stunning. It's a really lovely spot. And you get a different perspective on the world. And we can see over from here, we're in South Wales, but we could see over into the north coast of Devon, to the cliffs over there. Amazing, really. Wow. Across a bit of the sea there, and we can see off at a distance. Lovely clear afternoon. And a little breezy still. The wind's very strong. But it's drying out. The alpacas are super fluffy. They've been really wet and dirty and grey, but they're super fluffy. They're still looking at this one. She's still filthy, dirty, grey, but all this stuff will come off before we get to the shearing, hopefully. Yeah, some nice fleece in there, sweet one. Yeah, I know. So we'll see how we go. No, I don't need your attention. Go away. Go away. Go away. Thank you. Tabitha she's not understanding her boundaries. Need to be less friendly with her, I think. She's going to be a problem otherwise. Olwena, you can come say hello to me. You can. Yes, no. Oh, you don't want to. Okay. And Tiny's in here helping herself. And some of the others are having a roll and doing all the things they're doing. They're just nicely calm. They're really enjoying the food at the moment. Oh, they're like a little breeze. Nice bit of sun without being too hot. What more could you ask for? So there we go. So if you can, go spend some time with your alpacas, and I'll see you again soon. Bye for now. Take care.
This is the Alpaca Tribe, and I'm Steve Hetherington. Have a great day.